we are looking at Surah Ghathiyah, which is the 45th Surah of the Noble Quran. And we've looked at the opening verses of the Surah up until verse number 50, in which Allah mentions His various signs. We went at length yesterday talking about the bounties and the boons of Allah that He has conferred upon man. How He has made possible for man to travel on land and in the ocean. How Allah has conferred so many bounties on man, which we do not even consider, that has made it possible for us to attain our livelihood via the subjugation that He has put in place of the ocean, and the various other ways in which man is able to benefit from the ocean, and how Allah has subjugated the various modes of transport. Allah also outlined that His doors of forgiveness remain open always. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell those who have iman that they should pardon the harassment of those who do not look forward to Allah's days, the time when Allah will reward a punishment. So the doors of forgiveness of Allah always remain open under all circumstances. And the unique system of the Quran is that it always makes reference to the previous people and how they were treated and what did they enjoy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 16, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْكِتَابَ. We certainly gave the Bani Israel the Kitab, the divine scriptures, the Torah, the Injil and the Zabur, the Old Testament, the New Testament and the Palms. We've granted them the book wal-hikmah, and we granted them wisdom. The wisdom is the divine teachings that Allah had granted, that Allah had made amongst them people of wisdom, the ulama, the kings. And then added to that one nubuwa, and we granted them prophethood. There were many anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that were from the Banu Israel. In fact, there's no nation who had that amount of anbiya like the Banu Israel. وَرَزَقْنَاهُ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we granted them sustenance from the pure things. What was it? The man and salwa. It was something like mushrooms and the bird that they would eat. And مِنَ الْأَطْئِمَةِ اللَّذِيذَةِ الْحَلَالِ. All types of tasty halal food that Allah had granted them. And that wasn't all. وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah says that we elevated their position. The Banu Israel, they were the best of people over all other people. They were the best. The Anbiya were of a high ranking. They were the most knowledgeable in that time. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, لَمْ يَكُنْ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ أَحَدٌ فِي زَمَانِهِمْ أَكْرَمُ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَلَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْهُمْ. There was none in their time that was more beloved, more honored, more endeared to Allah than the Banu Israel. وَهَذِهِ الْآيَةَ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ خَوَاسَ الْبَشَرْ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ خَوَاسِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And from this verse, what we learn is that individuals from man are greater than individuals from the angels. So, if someone asks the question, who's greater, the angels or mankind? There's no clear answer. There are certain groups of mankind that are superior to the angels, like the Anbiya. Then there are certain groups of angels that are superior to mankind, like Jibra'il, Mika'il. Then the general masses of the mankind is better than the general masses of the angels. Or it may be vice versa, according to the quality and the caliber of the person. So this verse says that what we learn from this is that خَوَاسُ الْبَشَرْ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ خَوَاسِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, that the high-ranking Anbiya were definitely great in rank than the high-ranking Malaika. Not stopping at that, Allah continues to outline what He granted to the Banu Israel, and He says, وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ بَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ. And we granted them clear proofs, arguments of the deen. The proofs that were granted to them that by which one could attain clear knowledge. And these were the things which were necessary for us to believe in. The knowledge that was incumbent upon them was to come to know of the prophethood of the final messenger and the signs about that. They knew about it. عَرَفُوا كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. They recognized Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam like how they recognized their own son, yet they didn't accept it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then outlines what was the problem with them. فَمَخْتَلَفُوا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمِ. They then only differed after knowledge had come to them. The knowledge had come to them of the matters of deen, the instructions that were brought by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It was all clear to them. They differed بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ, simply because of animosity between them, that they could not bear to think that there was another nation that was favored with this great mantle of prophethood, and that nation thus became superior. And as a result, they felt that they were now no longer the most virtuous people, and simply because of that, they did not accept the message of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So from this we learn the very, very devastating impact of jealousy. And what can it result in? In the worst case, it deprives a person of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It deprives a person of accepting the final messenger. And that is all simply because of jealousy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from jealousy and make us from those who, when the truth comes to us, we are more than willing to submit to the truth.